are many a Christian who's followed hard after God and yet seems to be in a place where they've lost it all. You know, they've put everything on the line and now they seem to have nothing. But God is a God who wants to make up for it. In fact, He wants to give us double for our trouble. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at troublesome times in your life from a different perspective. And look, stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about a special resource that I'd love to send you to help you live in victory, the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you.
Ever lost something that you've worked hard for? Happens a lot, more than we would think. A person who's worked hard at their career, sacrificed so much for their employer, all of a sudden finds themselves retrenched in an economic slump. A couple that saved for their retirement sees their savings evaporate when the stock market crashes. A house that you've turned into a home, lovely memories, happy times and sad, is consumed by fire or destroyed by flood. In fact, it happens a whole bunch more often than we would imagine. You take a look around the world, 25,000 to 30,000 children die every day from poverty. That's 25 or so in the time we've been together so far today. They have mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters who've lost a child. Now, so many lose so much in this world. And when the value of what we've lost, a loved one, a career, a home, when the value is high because we've invested so much of ourselves into that which we've now lost, it's devastating. And that devastation can leave us reeling. The loss of one whom we've loved, the loss of that which we've worked so hard for, the greater the investment, the greater the value. And the greater the value, the greater the loss. And somehow we want to mourn that loss over and over and over again. It's never nice to lose something of great value, ever. And so often it's unfair. So often it's not our fault. This losing business is something that robs so many people of the abundant life that Jesus promised them. You may have heard me say this before, but there are so many people who allow the past to spoil their present and rob them of their future. And even when we're still right in the middle of losing whatever it is that we've lost, then it feels as though nothing can ever replace it. That's an untruth that many, many, many people hang on to. That's a lie that the devil uses to suck the life out of many a person, even a person who believes in Jesus with all their heart. Today I want to share with you that God is in fact in the business of restoring and replacing and blessing. In fact, God has an amazing track record of giving us much better and much more than we had to start with. He is, after all, a God of grace and mercy and love. The first step is letting go of the past. If it's lost, it's lost. Can't change it, can't undo it, can't fix anything that we have done or failed to do which led to or contributed to the loss. The past is the past, and we can't change it. That's why God said to his people, Israel, who deserted him, and so he punished them by having the Babylonians take them into captivity for 70 years. He says to them, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old." He tells them this right when he's about to restore their fortunes and take them out of slavery and exile and return them to the promised land. He can't do that if they're still wallowing around in the past. Mirrors exactly what he said to them the very first time Israel travelled into the promised land after the Exodus 40 years in the wilderness. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt,'" or the reproach of the past. You can't live in the disgrace and the loss and the regret of the past and lay hold of the new things that God has for you. And those new things are invariably so much better than the old. Now, I know that can be difficult to imagine when you've lost a loved one, a wife or a husband. And at this point, I feel to tell you about a friend of mine, an elderly lady who many years ago opened her home to me when I had nowhere to live. I boarded with her for about 3 months. She was a widow. She'd lived alone in this large house that she and her late husband had built. They brought up their children there and their many happy years and memories. One day, he went out to the letterbox and died on the front lawn of a heart attack. That had been 18 years earlier. Over the 3 months that I spent with her, she shared much of her life story with me. And it turns out that she still missed her husband terribly. But she said, "These days, I have so much time to spend with the Lord. Some nights when I can't sleep, I lie in bed and pray, and I have time to read and rest in God," she would tell me. Now, that didn't make a whole bunch of sense to me back then, a decade and a half ago, when I had just come to faith in Jesus. She has so much joy about her. The joy just bubbled out of her. And actually, it was her joy that helped me come to the conclusion that I wanted what she had. And that's why I'm here today with you. God restored to her a double blessing. And he's got quite a track record of doing that. Have a listen to just a few times from his word. Job. Job lost everything. Possessions, family, children, health, status, everything. He kept asking God why. "I haven't done anything wrong." It's a great and powerful story, the book of Job in the Old Testament. But after all the calamity and the loss and the pain, have a listen to what God does. Right at the end of the book, Job chapter 42, verse 10. "The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." And again, this promise from God after a calamity on his people Israel. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double." Now, this is amazing. We feel like we've lost. We feel like it's an incredible pain. We feel like there's no tomorrow. And God comes along and gives us something that's so much better than what we had before. The same thing, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. "Because their shame was dull and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs." My friend, God is a God of great blessing. And sometimes, even double isn't enough to describe what he has in store for us. When we lose something or someone that we love, someone or something that we valued highly, we can live the rest of our lives in defeat. But in Christ, we are more than conquerors. I want to encourage you, if you've lost someone you love or something you'd valued highly, to let go of the past and set your hope on the God of your future. The goodness that God will bring, well, it may be entirely different to that which you've lost. It may not be what you would have chosen for yourself. But let me finish today with some words from the late, great 19th century preacher, S.D. Gordon. He said, "If God were to say to me, 'I want to give you something as a special love gift, an extra because I love you,' what would you like to have? Do you know what I have thought I would say? Dear God, you choose. I choose what you choose. See, he's thinking about me. He knows what I'm thinking of and what I most enjoy. And he is such a lover, God, that he would choose something just a bit finer than I would think. I might be thinking of a dollar, but he likely as not is thinking of double. I'm thinking of blackberries, big, juicy blackberries. But really, I do not know what blackberries are beside the sort he knows and he would choose for me." That is our God. Let me encourage you that no matter what you may have lost, you have lost nothing at all, because in Christ, you have it all. You and I, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. It's always that easy to overcome the battles in life, whether they're battles that we're fighting on the outside or battles from within. The enemy will always attack us at our weakest point, whether that happens to be in a situation or a relationship, or whether it's in the way we see ourselves and in our relationship with God. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The Sweet Taste of Victory. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory that Jesus has already won for you on that cross and through the empty tomb. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you receive and reflect on God's word, and then apply what he's saying to you right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.